The prevailing wisdom says women experience chest pain and heart attacks differently from men. Men's symptoms, the theory goes, tend to center on crushing chest pain, while women have more and subtler symptoms. But new Boston-based research used artificial intelligence to analyze how patients describe their symptoms, and it challenges that dogma. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports.
A decade ago on a London street, Harvard Chan School of Public Health researcher Catherine Kreatsoulis saw a vivid ad of a man having a heart attack.
He has this really squeezing sensation of like a belt that's made of his own skin that's squeezing him across the chest. And it said, you know, doubt kills, call 999 if you're experiencing this type of pain.
Kreatsoulis compared that image to a hospital pamphlet that depicted a woman in a cardiac crisis holding her hands delicately crossed over her chest in a butterfly shape.
And it looked like she was, you know, in a nice asana, in like a yoga pose. And I thought, wow, that's a real big difference. Like, that's not how women present with heart disease and when they're coming in for medical care.
In her experience, they tended to have plenty of heavy chest pain, too, along with what are called atypical symptoms, like fatigue, dizziness, and arm or back pain. Dr. Deepak Bhatt from Brigham and Women's Hospital collaborated with her on a new study that produced data that bears out that impression.
That widespread belief that men and women experience chest pain differently is probably not true. That is, of course, there are differences between men and women, but in terms of chest pain, how they describe it is more similar than different.
The researchers audio recorded more than 600 patients getting tests for heart blockages called angiograms and used artificial intelligence to analyze how they described their symptoms. They found that chest pain was the leading complaint in close to 90% of both women and men, Kreatsoulis says.
And the second leading symptom that is reported both amongst men and women is that they have troubles with their breathing, and they often complain of shortness of breath.
For a long time, heart disease was considered mainly a man's disease.
And so all our descriptors and terminology came from men because somehow we didn't think of this disease as a disease that affected women commonly.
Dr. Martha Galati from the University of Arizona chairs the American College of Cardiology panel on chest pain guidelines. She says that misconception has been corrected.
It's the number one killer of both men and women in the United States.
But in that correction, she says, another public misconception arose, that women's heart disease symptoms are very different from men's.
When they actually have very common symptoms, they think it's not a heart attack. And we've seen this in patients all the time, where they're like, yeah, I was having crushing chest pain, but aren't women supposed to present differently?
The central challenge is that patients can be confusing. They usually have multiple symptoms that might mean a heart attack or might not. Enter artificial intelligence with its power to focus on many dimensions at once.
Each patient is represented computationally as a unique fingerprint of symptoms, where no two patients have the same fingerprint.
Kartik Dinakar from MIT's Media Lab did the AI piece of the new study. He says the method turned up distinct clusters of symptoms that could help sort through those confusing patient stories. Dr. Bhatt from Brigham and Women's says objective tests like blood tests can help determine who's having a heart attack. And he says he's been surprised at how accurately patients can sense that they're having a heart attack.
You know, people's internal sense of something's wrong is actually pretty good if they listen.
And when they get that message, he says, man or woman, they need to get prompt help. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.